Yeah, but Jordan's real bad. Just because of Kobe's passing.
No, he's saying because, like, Kobe's not relevant.
And he was relevant when Kobe was relevant. Yeah. So they kind of like, and Jordan was still relevant towards the beginning of Kobe being relevant. So he kind of like eclipsed
traded off.
Pass the torch.
He is kind of eclipsed. You see like that.
It's like passing the torch.
Yeah, it's got that. As much as I don't like him.
Let's set this shit off, though.
All right, yeah.
You can give me some air horns and some applause.
Start whiling.
Start making designer noises.
Yeah, welcome to episode 24 of the Almanac Podcast. My name's Alex, and I am here with my boy Eddie. We are accompanied by our cameraman, Daniel.
That works.
He doesn't have to say shit. He doesn't want to say shit.
What is he?
Huh?
He's like a ghost.
Oh, wow, that's so funny.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that one. I swear.
Ball.
I swear to God. I didn't think about that one. That jump came off the dome, bro. Off the dome, bro. I swear to God. But yeah.
Bro, how you been?
I've actually been really good lately. This is like one of the best weeks I've had.
Good spirits, man. Your
best spirits.
Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah,
feeling great.
Yo, I feel amazing.
That shit kills me.
Top of my game.
Yo, when I see a post like that, what does it mean? Like, retrograde. I did look it up.
What'd you find out?
But no, like I actually don't like no. I'm saying I did look it up though.
Okay.
But like it didn't. How did it affect you as a person? Like this is a whole like this is something affecting a planet. Well, how does that planet affect you?
Is that how you feel about like horoscope people, where they just like attribute all their problems and greatness to horoscopes?
Yeah,
I hate that shit.
It just makes me honestly like when I hear like the Taurus descriptions, it just makes me want to be more rebellious to what it says.
Or is it usually?
Oh wait, you're a Taurus?
Yeah, it'll just be like.
First of all, that's the most Taurus thing I've ever heard.
His last name is Taurus.
Well, I'm a Taurus too. So
yeah, I'm a Taurus.
All right, Virgo gang.
Go ahead.
By myself.
He said, I want to be more stubborn than Taurus already says I'm stubborn.
I guess. Double Taurus. But, I'd just be like, y'all, like, stubborn, hard-headed. I'm like, I don't think I don't. That thing
describes both of y'all.
What?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't see it.
100%.
I just don't see it.
100%. You don't see it, don't do you, huh?
I hear exactly what you're saying.
I'm trying.
Do you?
You're like, yeah.
I feel like...
You going to tell me who I am?
So I just got to fold, huh? That's what being a Taurus is about. How you get, yo. You,
this is just who I am? Like, I just got to give in?
I got to give in. Like, no, I ain't folding. Because it's out here folding like paper. Like, shit's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. No, but everything's been great. This has been like a real productive... Everything's top of the line.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
Great. How have you been?
I've been chilling, man.
How's... I don't know how personal you want to get with what you actually do on a like day-to-day basis, because do you know what I mean?
Well,
with what you're doing?
Oh, bro, I mean, same old shit, you know, working, yeah,
yeah,
still working.
Still working. I always forget that you're actually still working and going to school.
Bro, yeah.
Tired boy.
Yo, I respect everybody who's hustling.
Yeah, shout out to all.
Yo, these sleepless nights hits different. Different. I don't know how I be doing it sometimes.
He's working three shifts.
Yo, that feels like it.
Yeah.
If you include like family, that's like a third shift.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, I'm pretty good, bro. Like,
nice.
I'm just chilling.
Word. That's amazing.
Trying to finish the year out as best we could. This is just like,
I don't think this year's finishing off as bad as it started. I think people right now are just looking for shit to complain about.
I don't know if you've noticed, like, there's been, like, reports of just, like, COVID cases coming back crazy now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but, like, Canada, mm-hmm. Canada actually broke a record for 1,000 cases.
Oh, shit.
Today or yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. 1,000 reported cases in a single day.
Ohio just broke their new record.
But the thing is, that's what people were saying. They said there was going to be a second wave.
Yeah,
usually,
yeah.
like the fall,
mm-hmm.
when it's going to, like, flu season.
Winter's going to be rough, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like... But I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know
what to expect. Or, yeah, like what you're, to expect. You're taking all the precautionary measures like, on a daily basis to make sure that you're good.
Exactly.
That's all everyone should do and can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what's crazy. It makes it crazy to me when like people are like, okay, well, like this is dumb and I don't want to wear this mask anymore. It's like COVID's like, it's not that serious. I'm not going to die. I'm like, do you want to be sick? Like, I've never wanted to be sick. Like, I don't want a cold, I don't want the flu, and I don't want COVID. Like, it's...
Right, yeah.
Why would you not just sick? Take all the measures that you could take?
Yeah.
So, wait, how do y'all feel? Like, a lot of people are saying, like, there's a vaccine that's going to be coming out soon. Like, very soon. Like, I think even Trump might have said that. Like, it's on its
He
really...
did say that in the debate, but they... It's actually kind of
who's
funny.
Working on it? Was it, like... It's someone,
he
like...
Did, he did call out a couple companies, like, what was it? J.J. and Johnson or something like that.
Why do I swear both said, like, Amazon... I know, like, Amazon or somebody else was, like, in charge of creating the vaccine. I'm like...
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yo, Amazon is...
Did you see those stores that they opened up? They look like Walmarts, but they're Amazon stores.
For real?
That you can go in and shop, and you basically scan the products, and it'll pop up like on your Amazon account on the cart itself. There's like a screen on the cart.
Whoa,
crazy! Cool. And like you can scan. It's cool. It's
yo,
cool.
Yo, nah, Jeff Bezos is an alien.
He's not an alien.
He's the only one that can think of this futuristic ass concept.
It's cool because like
him, Mark Zuckerberg are aliens.
Let's say you go to a super store or a shopping center right now. And you have to, like, manually add up all the, like, your total amount as you're shopping. With this cart, basically, it just does it for you. You scan the product, and, hey, you can stay within budget. It's not like,
that's
you know what I mean? It is cool, right? It's like, I only want to spend $60. You can't go over it. It's the total amount of what you're trying to spend is right there.
But these guys aren't aliens. They've assembled great teams. They're not the only ones coming up with these ideas.
Yeah, they shop around at different companies. They take the best people at those companies. They recruit them, and they keep it pushing. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's amazing, though. That's an awesome idea. Never heard of that.
I'd rather go to an Amazon supercenter than, like, a Walmart, for sure. It looked cleaner, too, but.
Walmart will hop on the trend.
We'll see. But yeah, so I don't think we got to catch up on this because we've been doing like interviews. But the NBA finals.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel dissatisfied. Like it's like this year. Like I was so excited when basketball started again. Like it was just like yes.
Like, it was like sports. The best. Yeah, it's like it the was, best part of COVID.
The best. No, literally, literally, like, and like in the it was in summer too. Like
yeah,
that made even better.
Perfect timing.
So, like that was great. But then just like, even the playoffs were great.
Mm-hmm.
Even like the bubble, like when they started with the bubble, like the Phoenix Suns going undefeated, that was hard.
Yeah.
Like Devin Booker's a he's so
monster.
He's tough.
Have you been hearing like rumors of the Sixers potentially trying to pick him up? Seriously.
I mean, being in a Sixers fan group. That I know you are also a member of. I invited you to.
Sixers fan group is wild.
It's so toxic. We're a toxic fan base. Not me personally, but like we've witnessed it firsthand at Sixers games. Like
I think he's actually part of the.
Yeah, you were there too.
Yeah.
Ghost was there too.
That's what I'd say with the playoffs this year. Like as a Sixers fan, I actually for the first time jumped on the Jimmy Butler fan wagon.
Okay.
And he put everything into that, and I didn't realize he had what he put into that.
Yo. I saw it.
And I saw him piss LeBron off, and that was hilarious. And, like, the fact that they won even any games was awesome because the Lakers are a super team. Just like the Warriors were a super team, the Lakers are the super team right now. So
I definitely saw the Jimmy Butler.
The thing that
it was satisfying, upsetting.
I didn't care for Jimmy Butler. He was hard on the Bulls. He was breaking like records with Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
That Michael Jordan had set for the franchise.
Right.
Like he was doing great things even with D Rose being there.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I finally like started noticing him was when he was on the Timberwolves.
Okay.
And like they made him seem like he was the problem. Mm-hmm. Like, with him, Karl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins.
That was a nasty team. Yeah,
that was like supposed to be a nasty team. Cause I used to use them in 2K, and I would cook niggas like with all three of them. They had Jeff Teagues, Taj Gibson. Like that was a nasty team.
On paper.
Mm-hmm. But like the thing that got me was Jimmy Butler disrespectful. Like, he's a dog. Like
yeah.
Like he
hear that rumor of Jimmy Butler doesn't use his rearview mirror when he drives, he takes it down because he only drives forward.
No, that's funny.
That's funny. That is true though. But he like his like and one game is crazy. My man can literally take the contact, still going in.
Yeah.
Like,
and I wouldn't doubt that he was a problem.
But bro, no, listen,
they were kind of making him seem like down the Sixers where they're like, oh, Jimmy's.
But he's grown up
being
a lot.
Little,
he's getting old.
Little hardhead.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like, not to say this man is a mentor to Jimmy Butler, but like Jimmy Butler hangs around. Like you could judge a person a lot about the people they be around. And like Jimmy Butler's like he be around like Mark Wahlberg, and like Mark Wahlberg, that man's, I would say he got a like a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah.
My man Mark Wahlberg gets to the bat. But he's also like a driven man. Like,
yeah.
I can't say Mark Zuckerberg's an idiot. That's
no,
for sure.
No, Zuckerberg or Wahlberg.
For sure. No, I'm talking about Mark Wahlberg. No.
Or Mark Wahlberg. Jesus.
Yeah, he said Zuckerberg.
Yeah. I was like, Zuckerberg. I'm like, hold on.
That's a whole different.
I didn't know Jimmy Butler was still with him. But
that would be crazy.
But, yo, bro, I remember when he was on the Wolves, bro, he was guarding somebody with one hand in his pants. Like, he literally put his hand in his pants and guarded him one hand, let the ball pass him, and chased him and blocked him with the hand in his pants.
They said he used to literally take on one-on-three.
You know how much bounce you need? You know how much bounce you need to jump with no arms? Like, with one arm, with only one arm?
Right.
Like, and still have the strength to block it? Like, my man's athletic as hell.
I just didn't realize how good he actually was.
He's pretty strategic.
I saw them literally put LeBron on him time and time again at the end of game. I think it was game five. Mm-hmm. And he just time and time again blew past him.
Yeah.
And it was insane.
Yeah.
Like, I think
if he had, I guess, who else is on the Heat?
Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, but who wasn't?
Jay Crowder.
But Bam got hurt.
Yeah.
Bam's tough. I'm saying hurt. Bam, but that's a nice team.
The Heat was
a really nice team. Like, they were hard.
That's a good underdog team for sure.
Yeah, but the thing is that they're all good. It's just they have undeveloped players like Tyler Herro, Duncan Robinson, which are both rookies. So like, and they were shooting, like Duncan Robinson was lighting it up.
Yeah.
Tyler Herro was snapping. But the thing is that they're defensive liabilities. They're flimsy. You just gotta muscle them. You muscle them, and you're scoring.
Yeah, we can get like Anthony Davis just muscling through.
Marcus Morris bullied the fuck out of them.
Yeah, they didn't even need LeBron to bully.
I think he almost started a fight with Duncan Robinson.
Did he?
Marcus Morris.
What was the finals were like 2-3 weeks ago. So it's like we're recircling on the subject. That's pretty old. I don't really remember the finals that well.
Maybe you wasn't watching.
Boy. Oh, I definitely was.
Yo, but like, I remember, like, I thought those corny people got on LeBron's case.
For what?
For like walking off the court the one game, because they had lost. I think it was like game two. Mm-hmm.
They're getting on this case for not being.
Because he walked before the game was even over.
Oh.
He like went to the locker room early.
What was the difference in points? Was it a lot?
It was like a good 30, I think.
Oh.
It might have been. I know that he had one good ass game where like Jimmy Butler dropped like 45 or something like that.
It's funny because you see it happen.
He had a triple double. It was 45 and a triple double.
I wouldn't be mad at LeBron walking.
They said
off.
It was like the first time LeBron ever got outscored in a playoff game.
Well, exactly. You see him happen time and time again with great competitors.
No, that was a game where he was like bent over, sweating. Yeah. Like that looked like Jordan, like Michael Jordan in the flu game. Yeah. I was like, my man fought for that.
Oh, Bull was beat.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, he's tough. But like, he's definitely tough.
Tom Brady gets the same rap. You know what I mean? Like, he's walked off multiple times the field without shaking other people's hands. And I think, like, every great competitor and all the people who win and are
used to mad.
Winning,
they're so mad.
They hate losing.
Yeah. You should have that mentality. That's what makes you a good athlete.
Yeah, so I don't think you can really hate on that as someone who's sitting at home and
not
doing anything.
Non-athlete ass. Just sitting on the couch being like, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, like, what?
But, I don't know. I just felt like every other NBA final was always so much more competitive because it was like, you know, the Cavs and Golden State, and like those were just like, you know, like Game Six, Game Seven type finals. Like with this one, it was a Game Six, but like everybody knew the Lakers were gonna win.
Yeah,
like off the jump, like it was more so just to see how long the Heat was gonna last.
Mm-hmm.
Like because the last that Game Six, you know, like. The Lakers look like they were fucking around. They look like they were laughing.
Well, I actually remember that the fourth quarter, they were just dicking around.
Dicking around. Sure. LeBron and AD are just walking around, hugging each other already. Like, and that, to me, was, like, kind of fucked up.
It's a little disrespectful.
A little disrespectful, yeah, for real, for real.
They knew.
They knew, for sure.
So it was just...
The thing is, Miami knew, too.
And I don't think any of
they
us...
They can't do anything but keep performing.
I think if the Lakers wouldn't have won the finals this year...
I know, bro.
That would have been unexpected.
I'm sorry?
If the Lakers wouldn't have won the finals this year, that would have been unexpected.
That would have been, that would have been crazy.
I think they were supposed to win this...
Because of Kobe?
I'm not going to say because of Kobe, but...
A lot of people will say...
Just everything lining up where last year the Lakers had... a pretty bad season.
Yo, because
in comparison to this year, we all knew this year was going to be their year.
But think what would have happened.
The whole Kobe thing. Yeah. I understand that. Yeah,
all the other dynasties are taking the narrative
for sure.
Because yo, if the Lakers would have lost on the year that Kobe died, I guarantee the whole Lakers franchise would have collapsed. They would have got so mad. No, they would have been mad. I promise you, the Lakers fans would have been mad.
I guess.
The only other team that would have had a chance.
I don't really know any real diehard Lakers fans.
Lakers, like, the thing about Lakers fans is that they're like very like, what can you do for me? We don't give a fuck who you are. No, for real. Because when LeBron first went to the Lakers, they put up a big ass LeBron mural in LA. Mm-hmm. They painted over it.
Yeah.
They said,
no, I remember.
They said, fuck that. You ain't do nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hear it.
Yeah. Prove yourself.
So, like, now, kind of, like, he kind of does deserve it now. Like, now you definitely should put, like, yo, erase the paint.
Nah, he has one. He only has one with the Lakers.
Okay, so here's my question.
He still did it in the second year he's there.
Who's the better duo? Kobe and Shaq?
Kobe and Shaq.
Or LeBron and AD?
Statistically, LeBron and AD. But
I think I need to see them.
But chemistry-wise, if we're talking chemistry, Shaq and Kobe.
Really? Because I feel like Shaq and Kobe's chemistry
wasn't
that
on the
that
court.
That was like their biggest problem.
No, it's on the court, not as friends.
I think they're low key like hatred for each other, like because they didn't have the best relationship.
No,
but
not.
It definitely fueled their competitive nature.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? But with Anthony Davis, they and LeBron, they're just
because they were two guys both trying to be the man in LA.
Huh?
Because they were both two guys trying to be that man in LA.
Exactly.
Like Shaq made it. Like,
but Anthony Davis was like
Anthony
recruited.
Davis knows his role.
Yeah, he knew his role from the gate. But they say it's more of a Batman thing. Like, and it's funny because like LeBron and them are trying to push that narrative. Like, it's like co-parenting. They're
it's
like, listen,
not.
We're both.
It's not.
We both just want to win. We don't care who's the guy.
Yeah.
That's not.
I can put my trust in him, and he can put my trust in like shit like
exactly.
I'm like, this is getting weird.
Right, a little bit.
I'm like, it's getting a little weird.
You guys are a little too friendly.
but they do well together.
No, yeah. I mean, yeah. I think LeBron knew that when he was recruiting him over, for sure.
But now,
I'm happy for Anthony Davis that he's not in New Orleans, though.
Yeah.
Because just imagine, you would have just wasted his career. You know what I mean? Like, his whole career would have just been wasted if he was stuck in there this year.
But bro, that's the sad part is that the East, the Eastern Conference, looks so much weaker in comparison to the Western.
Okay.
Like, we have nice teams, but, like, most
is
of
New
the time.
New Orleans in the East, though?
Huh?
Is New Orleans in the East, though? I think they're in the West.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
New Orleans should be
trash.
In the East.
They're just trash.
New Orleans should be in the East.
New Orleans is definitely in the East, I think. It's in Louisiana.
Yeah.
That could be crazy.
You are crazy. What were we saying?
They're in the Western Conference.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Why?
What the fuck?
I definitely thought they were in the Eastern Conference.
Gotcha.
Thanks for fact-checking us.
Yeah, thanks, bro. We appreciate it.
Not really.
Douche.
Let us be wrong.
But you're right. But
call him a douche.
Yeah. So like, I don't know. Like do you feel like with LeBron winning this ring, like now his fourth ring, he's won three. He's won like one on each team he's been on.
Right.
So, do you think that makes him the great like the GOAT?
If you want to like talk about going to teams and getting them chips, sure.
Okay, but I mean, like, do you think he's who do you think is the greatest player of all time?
I don't know.
See,
If you want to have that.
What about you, Ghost? How about you? Who's your opinion?
I would give it to LeBron and Jordan. I don't
think that you can ever give anybody
a areas.
GOAT title. You can never give anybody the GOAT. Like
it's a different era thing. You can't be GOAT. Yeah, you can't be of all time in basketball. It's just not a thing.
It's like, I mean, Steph Curry, probably best shooter of all time. Yeah, you know I mean, like,
for now.
I wouldn't
even for now. Trae Young, for now. Young's definitely for sure. Trae like,
huh? Young's a freak. Devin Booker's a freak.
LeBron is the biggest Clay freak Thompson's I've ever still
a
freak. Seen.
I will say that in this era with LeBron, he has a hell of a lot more competition.
But he's the most athletic freak I've ever seen to this point.
Yeah, 36.
Jordan was the most competitive player that anybody has ever seen to this point. I've never Russell Westbrook is up there.
You think? But you don't think Kobe was more competitive than Michael Jordan?
Than Jordan? No, he was close. He was the only one who rivaled that. Yeah. That's why he got the comparisons.
Okay. The closest, I would say.
I would definitely say that. Like, he was like a spitting image. He like copied moves and everything.
Yeah, did you ever see those videos where they're
side by side?
It
looks
they're
like
just,
an after image. Like,
yeah, they're like weird. Flipping the videos in and out, but they're different games, same play, same formation, everything, techniques all the same.
But then like you go back and there's people who are like dominant in past basketball history.
Yeah, like Jerry West, Will Chamberlain.
Yeah, you can never look past that. Like
Kareem,
Bill Russell.
But that's a different
How
era.
Do you really name a goat?
It's a whole different era.
That's true. Like, but see that? But isn't that the worst thing? Like when you're like playing 2K and somebody picks Bob Cousy and my man can spin and lay up on.
But he can't shoot threes.
You mean Alex picks Bob Cousy?
I don't know. Alex? No, Bobby
picks Bob Cousy.
Like, Bobby, who
you
see are
you? Just trying to. You better stop. Try to throw that on me.
The Houdini of the hardwood. That's so weird.
That is so weird.
There's so many great players. They're just so different, you know?
I just. It is. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like.
It comes down to who's your favorite. What do you.
I don't have. No. Well, my favorite basketball player of all time was Tracy McGrady.
And Tracy McGrady could be considered a GOAT.
Yeah, I wouldn't call him a GOAT.
But he could be considered a GOAT. Like, why?
Just because of the era he was performing.
He was dominant in the era that he did play in.
I don't think the GOAT talk is fair in basketball, honestly. But who's great right now is always going to be a good conversation. And that you can always have.
My favorite player is Allen Iverson.
Understandable.
And I feel like pound for pound, GOAT. Nobody at that size doing that kind of work.
Yeah, he was working them.
Yeah, but
I would have to. I don't know.
I don't know about GOAT though.
I'd say right now, but exactly, LeBron, like, but like, he's well deserving of it. He puts in all the work.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like he's shown time and time and again what he's capable of, and he's definitely like never had it easy.
But are you saying like, are you like,
people? Because people knock him for this year, but it's just like, yo, my man done fought tooth and nail for every chip he had.
Yeah.
Like now that he got a break, it's like he's older. Like he's older. Like if you're gonna get tired, you're gonna want the help.
LeBron's a freak.
He is a freak, but like
he's a freak. Don't get me wrong.
How many more years do you give him in the league?
Honestly, at the rate he's going, I would say he might pass Vince Carter for like over 40.
I think he'll retire before that.
No way. You know, I think
he's 30, bro. He's like 35, 36 right now.
He wants to be around until.
His son's in.
No, I think until he passes Jordan for rings. I think that's his goal. You he wants to be around until he passes Jordan for rings.
Just to prove the GOAT talk
they're
is
They're not
over.
Both in the GOAT talk anymore.
That is true. That would be crazy.
How many more rings does he need?
Two. Oh, he's set three. He needs three more.
He needs three more. And he's 35? I don't see it happening.
He's like 35, 36.
35, 36.
Yeah, I don't see it happening.
I see it happening.
He would have to win... How many? All right, so three more years, and let's say
out of 4 years, how many rings do you think he'll get?
Out of 4 years?
Yeah.
Probably give him like
one, maybe.
Two or three.
I'll say two.
One or two.
I'll say two.
One or two.
So he'll at least tie up. But by that time, his stat list is going to be crazy. He's already going to be taking out every other like leaderboard, like assists, steals, triple doubles. Unless he slows down.
So would you?
He's still dropping triple doubles.
Yeah,
like 35 point triple doubles.
Would you end the conversation if he passed him in rings?
What happened?
Would you end the conversation of GOAT talk if he passed him in rings? Well, is that what it takes to end this? Is it just the rings?
I know it's not the Rings, because if it was the Rings, it would be Bill Russell, who has 11.
Okay.
Like, I'm at,
but between like LeBron and Jordan.
All hands are shining.
Between so, LeBron and Jordan, if toe. LeBron passed Jordan, would you say that he's better than him now that he has more rings?
Say that again.
If LeBron passed Jordan in rings, would you say that LeBron's better than Jordan?
Probably.
Maybe. I would say
he was. And if he doesn't, would
his,
you say
his
that
career?
He
either way, no. Here's if the, you if you look at it right now,
here's my real thing with LeBron. I don't think he plays enough defense. Like the same, not the same way MJ was.
No. I don't think that LeBron plays.
LeBron's block game is ridiculous. LeBron he has a block. You can watch block montages. Like he like.
I'm talking about like actual like. I'm not talking about chasing
like
down blocks.
Like stealing?
No, not stealing. Yeah. It's just not being able to pass you up.
I think LeBron
like
doesn't
down,
play
you can't
hard
come
every
in,
play.
Into my zone, you can't score on me.
LeBron doesn't play
oh,
hard
yeah,
every
true.
Play.
You know what I mean?
He's got it dunked on before.
Who?
Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown.
No, that's everyone. Not what I'm saying.
They've yammed on him. Like,
yeah, LeBron, what do you mean? Jordan?
LeBron. That's what
Jordan's
I'm saying.
Jordan's gotten dunked on.
They all,
yeah, I know.
They all
I understand that, but all I'm saying is that he can lock you down better than LeBron could.
I think that Jordan tries harder than LeBron. I don't think LeBron plays hard every play, and that's
right.
the difference.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
He's not the same competitor that Jordan that. Was, and that's yeah. where you start to get like wishy-washy on who's really the
It's
GOAT.
A different game.
Yeah.
This like this day and age, it's definitely it feels
Way
like a
different,
different. Game.
It's yeah, a it's he's really good. Like you're like plotting out the
yeah
the win.
Yeah.
Really like,
catching them dubs. What else do we have to talk about? Did you want to keep going on this LeBron?
No, I'm cool.
LeBron talk.
I'm cool.
Do you feel like he's the GOAT for real?
I feel like he's definitely the GOAT.
The GOAT over Jordan
right now.
Okay.
Like before, nah. before
here, episode 24.
I'm not like I, because like I didn't get to watch Jordan play. Like even though like The Last Dance was a great
documentary.
Like I definitely respect Michael Jordan a lot more.
Yeah, you have to understand the people that are ride or dying for Jordan. Fucking old heads.
But no. The reason I respect Jordan
I
is because
a lot of people are day and age riding for him.
His work ethic was just so crazy. And
it's
like,
old school.
But that's the difference is like the NBA back then was a business.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real business. Like and these guys treated it like a job. These guys don't treat it like a job.
No.
It's like they're getting paid, but they're like doing it on their like
on their merit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they don't care. They don't care if your team wins. They don't want to make. Like, they don't care if you like they win the chip. They're just trying to get paid.
Yeah. Cash out fast.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's entertainment. Like, people come to see that person do... Anybody wants to go see Steph Curry shoot from half court? Like, all willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to see that.
I would love to see the Harlem Globetrotters, too. So, like...
In the NBA?
Whatever, like...
In the NBA?
You know what I mean? Like, fuck yo, it, yeah, sure.
That would be crazy, but like their moves aren't legal anyway. Like,
yeah, they get yammed on.
Yo, imagine, like, imagine someone comes up down the court, and my man just, like, rolls the ball off his chest.
And then shoots it, like...
Well, that's my point. It's not entertainment. Y'all,
like,
y'all there to play the game.
Rolled up his hand, and they just... Like some real movie shit. Like,
when's that? LeBron's supposed to be on a movie. What's the movie called?
Space Jam 2.
When is that coming?
I'm excited to watch that.
Are you?
The jerseys are tough too.
I didn't watch the first.
I love Space. You never watched Space Jam?
I have not.
Are you insane?
Yeah, I might be fucking insane. Because I never watched it.
You're
yet.
Not even entitled to any opinion on any of this conversation.
Why? To be fair, we both missed out on movies. Like I had to watch a couple Italian movies with this guy, but like I had to put him onto a couple hood flicks.
Yeah, I had to put you on. Yeah,
I had to put him on a couple hood flicks that I was surprised he ain't watch either.
That's fair.
I wasn't a big like movie guy or a kid at all.
Nah, I love Space Jam.
Like,
Space Jam is a basketball classic.
I feel like I saw that in the theater.
Yeah, but I wasn't always into basketball.
That's valid.
People should know that.
Really?
Hell yeah!
I wasn't crazy into basketball either, but like my cousins used to watch basketball. That's how they would watch like the Sixers, watch AI. So I watched basketball. I just wasn't crazy about
Space,
that.
Space Jam is iconic. They had I Believe I Can Fly in Space Jam.
They had a lot of shit in Space
Jam.
That's,
I wish. But,
are you
it was a great production. For its time, it was great production.
I'll make sure I watch it before I watch Space Jams 2.
I just can't wait to see how they do this joint. Like this joint has to go crazy.
What was the movie called? Was it Uncle Drew or something?
That shit was terrible.
With Kyrie.
That shit was so fucking trash. It was so trash, bro.
It was pretty bad.
It was like Tyler Perry.
That's exactly what it is. Like,
yo,
that's exactly
I'm not
what
even fucking
like.
With you, bro. Like, I was like, yo,
funny.
Kyrie, you did this?
They actually probably,
Oh my god.
No, I won't say that.
But like they had a cool cast. Like they had Shaq, Nate Robinson, Chris Webber.
Bad actors.
I think basically. Yeah, I think Reggie Miller was in there too.
Basketball players, you should be able.
Reggie Miller was in there.
Yeah. I think it was Reggie
Miller. I think he was. I'm almost sure he was.
I don't remember.
But yeah,
that was a weird movie. That was a weird blimp.
Yo. But yeah, like
blimp on the top.
Yo, basketball movies don't do well. Kevin Durant has a basketball movie.
It's called Thunderstruck.
Oh really?
Yo, know, basketball.
Back when he was in OKC, it was like a movie about him and some kid. I don't know if they like Trey Powers or whatever. Like Bo just gets nice like KD and KD's a bum again. I don't know.
No.
Right.
Basketball movies by basketball players don't do well. There's great basketball movies. Above the Rim, great fucking movie.
I watched that one.
White Man Can't Jump.
White Man Can't Jump, great fucking movie. There's basketball movies out there that are awesome. It's just Coach Carter, great movie.
Coach Carter.
Like, but basketball players can't be making movies.
I watch Coach Carter.
It doesn't work.
You know Kuroko no Basket, bro.
What?
Kuroko no Basket.
No, I don't know your
reference. The anime joke.
Oh, man. You better get that trash away from me.
That shit's hard. So I'll put anybody onto that.
Yo, anime basketball.
Yo, Ghost, I got to show you that joke. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show Ghost. I know Ghost will be down.
Anime basketball?
I'm always down.
Why?
I try to put Caleb on. I ain't going to lie. I don't know if he do it. He ain't take my advice yet.
But
I'll apply that pressure.
What do we have next?
You tuned into the presidential debates.
Oh yeah, yeah.
How was it? I sadly didn't get to. I didn't know when it was coming. Like the first one, like
the first one was
promoted a lot more than the second one.
Yeah.
So like I saw bits and pieces of the first one, mm-hmm. but with the second one, I haven't seen no clips. I just saw everybody posting on their story, but like nothing that stood out that like really offended like as far like the first one did.
Oh, that's because the moderators, they really restricted. Well, they had more control, so they basically like in the first debate there's a lot of talking over each other.
Yeah.
The second one they weren't having that shit, so they had like some dude on the mic. Basically shut off their mic. You can't even like speak over them type shit. It's that crazy. I thought that was actually really funny.
That's funny as shit.
Yeah, it's like
that's like children. Like,
yeah,
that's real child.
Turn off your mic. You can't say nothing until it's your turn.
Mute.
Yeah, mute. Go.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it went.
That's funny because I can imagine Bo just going acapella in the booth. Acapella in the booth. Yeah, my man Donald snapping.
It was a lot more controlled. The only thing I really took away from it was the fact that like Trump was saying that there's a vaccine on the way. He was like, "We're weeks away," and then
vaccine when they dropping soon.
Yeah. and then when the moderator like pressed him about it, he was like, "Well, I didn't mean weeks." And he would just be like, oh, it's on its way.
Donald Trump's going to pull some Dr. Evil shit.
He's
like, you're not going to get the cure. He's like, you're not going to get the cure unless it's from me.
they're catching him on, like, mad lies on stage. But so is Joe Biden. It's just weird. It's a weird-ass
debate.
It is. It's, like, one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
Well, it's funny because it was, like, a conversation
as you get older, you just realize that, like, or at least for me, kids just never grow up. No matter how old you get, like, people just don't grow up in certain respects. Yeah, like, or not mentally, maybe mentally a little bit, but, like, just the way you carry yourself in certain situations or in certain, like, conversations. I you can just tell. I'm like, wow, you just don't know how to handle that situation. But I think the second debate was a lot better. It was a lot more controlled.
Okay.
But it was all right.
Did they say it? Like, as far as, like...
I think that was the last debate, though. I don't think there's going to be another debate.
No, that's the final debate.
That's the final
But
one,
did
right?
they actually get, like, any of, like, the policies that they were trying to push on? Like, you know, like,
it's not about anymore at this time.
It's just, like, mud fights. You just don't...
It's like, well, you're president, you didn't do this and that, and then Trump reacts by saying, well... Under your administration, this happened. That's really all it is. It's like, they're really just trying to bash each other while trying to make whatever they have.
Look, minuscule.
The only real thing I have a problem with is that they keep saying they have a plan, but no one's fucking explaining what the plan is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're both like, yeah, I got a plan, but they won't actually get into specific details about their plans. Let's say for like the coronavirus, they won't get into real
Trump
details.
Definitely
about
doesn't
it.
Have a plan, though.
Mm-hmm. I think my only real problem with that is, like, even from, like, the first debate, like, Joe Biden, we all know already has a learning disability. Like,
does he?
Yeah, he has really a learning disability. He has a learning disability. And Trump literally would just, like, I feel like he comes in there with a plan, and Trump will literally just interrupt him. And it just throws off his whole train of thought. He's like, bro, I don't know
it's funny when they both go at each other and they both end with, that's not true. And that's all they say. They're just like, that's not true. Like,
and none of
that's not true.
The funny thing is that none of it is true.
Bro,
none of it's true.
What were you saying earlier about, sorry, go ahead.
Please tell me y'all saw that Saturday Night Live.
I did, but I don't like Saturday Night Live that much anymore.
I'm not crazy about it.
I'm not a huge fan, but
I do watch it. I watched it because Jim Carrey was on it. He's like, he promoted it. He's like, yo, I'm going to be playing Joe Biden. So I was like, I'm going to get a real good kick out of this.
He made a pretty good Joe Biden.
Alec Baldwin was.
He always does Trump, though.
Yeah, but he's
been
doing
Trump ever since Trump got elected.
That's been funny.
He does it well. He does it so well.
He has a whole career right now off of it. Huh?
The makeup has him on point, though.
Yeah.
He does like the whole puckered lipstick.
He's still voting for Trump.
Probably.
I can see him. He is Trump.
There's plenty of plenty of people who just vote for Trump. Like, at the end of the day, it's their choice.
No, I don't care who people vote for.
When we're driving, we see a bunch of Trump signs everywhere.
Everywhere in the city, everywhere. I see so many in the city. That when I walk to when I'm walking to school, I'll see. I'm like, yo, really? Like, usually when I go to the countryside, I expect it. But when I get like here, I'm like, yo, this is just too diverse. You really want to take that chance?
I don't know. From where I live, I just don't see Biden really taking the.
Oh no, I don't. Yeah, I mean the way it's
taking the win.
He's
on
not
this one.
Like yeah, he's just not stacking.
And it's not that I don't support him. It's
he's
just
not stacking up well.
It's
he
just,
doesn't look
dude,
appealing.
You are becoming like you're just not a good like.
You're not Obama. You're not Obama.
Unfortunately,
that is the truth.
Have, like,
people just see it like that.
They're
like, oh, you're just not
obese.
Yeah.
And was it Kamala Harris?
Yo, Trump won't say Obama's name on stage.
I bet.
Which is weird.
Because you mean he know the deal.
You
know,
you want
dog.
That smoke?
Like, Obama was so, like, Obama was actually, like, I don't know. I feel like when he had to like, hand over the, like, you know, like, he was like, like every picture you
that
saw him in, you could, like, Obama, like, he wasn't playing with him.
No, he was not.
You know, like, he just like grill him and like, nah, bro, I ain't friendly with you. Like, I'm a friendly man, but not with you. Obama was like the front. Wait, I've never seen Obama in bad spirits any other time.
My crazy thing is just like, I don't know, the people who really, really support Trump are just like, oh, well, he's not like a politician, so like you can trust him. He's a businessman. I'm like.
Well, that's
have you
are.
Ever
we are.
Trusted a businessman ever? Like, you walk in, like, you see people like, trying to sell you shit, and you're just like, yeah, I'm going to buy that?
Right.
Hell no.
But that's the thing. Like, we are a business, and, like, as you like you say, my biggest fear is he sell the U.S. Like, that, nobody think about that. Like, because he's cool with the Russians.
Yeah.
This is going to be the last year of democracy.
I think Biden's cool with the Russians.
Last
year, this is going to be the last time of democracy. After that, it's going to be straight communism. My man's going to run a straight business where everybody's everybody's getting paid the same wage.
That'll never happen.
Because they trying to control straight. Oh, well, obviously, it's not going to go down easy. There's going to be like a fight, a war. There's definitely going to be a war. At that point,
definitely one of the youngest governments, but I don't think that democracy is going to be killed off here for sure.
No way. We'd put it everywhere. We're trying to put it everywhere else.
Yeah,
never, ever,
we'll invade a whole country and install democracy within that country for sure.
Start picking your leaders. Like, you're just trying to give advice. Like.
Yeah, but you're not. Like.
Yo, that's funny as shit. I never thought about it like that until just now.
Yeah, and then start war with them. Yeah.
Yo, pick your leaders, but one that we like.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
really what it is, though.
But yeah, the second debate was just a lot more controlled.
The U.S. really Debo out here. What change?
We're getting de-ranked, though. Like, not by who, but we're just slowly falling, I feel like, in the political scale of the world right now. But we'll see what happens.
I agree with that.
Election's coming up in 2 weeks, right? That's in 2 weeks.
No, well, I mean, the election is happening. You can vote. You can cast your mail-in ballot vote.
Yeah.
Do it if you feel inclined to.
Right.
But
I have to have your vote in by this coming Tuesday.
Next Tuesday after that.
Right. So. Yeah. I have my ballot in this room somewhere. Actually, I need to mail it. My forgetful ass.
I was gonna say, do we not have any? Are the voting spots open right now? Like in town? Like, I haven't seen no signs.
You go.
You're supposed to go to where
you go right into the city, right in town by where the
I know where District Justice is
on Queen and Chestnut.
Yeah, if you need any help, anyone that needs help trying to, you know, vote for this election, do not hesitate.
Yeah.
Got this shit locked down over here. we'll get you straight.
Vote. If you don't give a fuck, sure. I don't blame you. So.
Huh?
So, but if you don't give a fuck, I don't blame you.
It's hard to care. It's really hard to care. They make it really hard to care.
Yeah.
Like, they do it to themselves. It's really crazy. Yeah. I really think we should get, like a young leader in that position. We need someone more useful. What's the age requirement? 45? To be 45?
Yeah. And married.
And married and be a U.S. citizen.
Really?
That's not
being
hard to do.
Married is a requirement?
I did not know that. You have to be married. There has to be a first lady.
Yeah.
It's insane.
You can't be in the White House after your life. You can't, bro. You have to be like, not clean, but you know what I mean? Because obviously these politicians ain't clean, but. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. These are the requirements.
Yeah. Well, I think we can find like a 45-year-old that people can get behind, like, on some JFK shit.
I was gonna say, like, let's drop it down to like,
huh?
Let's drop it down to 30.
Hell no.
35.
I don't trust my no. To
30. Yeah, no. Right. No.
Be 45.
Dude, 30 is like the new 20.
I think there should be a cap. I think there should be a cap on the age. Like, you can't be 70 trying to run.
Oh yeah.
I know 30-year-olds that are less mature than me.
50 trying to run.
I think you should be 60 and 50. 45 to 70.
These niggas ain't George Washington. They ain't running through the fields.
Nah, I think 45 to 70 is like a good age range.
Yo, you know Donald Trump ain't running through the field.
How old is Trump?
Trump is 74 right now, I believe.
No, you're fucking lying.
No, I believe he's 74 right now.
Damn.
Biden's
a relic.
Biden, I think, is 77.
No, Biden's like 89.
No, he's like 77.
Y'all tripping.
Biden is like 89.
Well, I just saw a post on this the other day. It's the only reason I'm saying anything.
Joe Biden looks like a mummy.
Hold on, I'm going to look up how old Joe Biden is.
Like, real talk.
He's hating.
I'm hating.
He's hating.
I'm hating on old Biden.
77 years old.
Thank you. All natural.
So how old is Donald Trump?
All natural skeleton.
74.
Trump age. 74.
Damn. Oh, damn. I'll be talking with no facts. That's why I be fact checking it off.
Why do you know this? Like, why do you know
catch
this?
The coronavirus and he's.
Why do you know this?
That Regeneron. Crazy. Exactly. Well, do you think he really had the coronavirus? Or do you think that there's really a cure that's out there that is that good that he only had access to and not us
I think
yet?
There's a lot of cures out there that aren't.
I can honestly believe public. One or the other.
You're going to have that cash.
That cash.
I can believe one or the other. There probably is a cure out there that can just knock that shit right out.
Okay.
But he probably...
He was saying Johnson & Johnson are working on a cure.
Sure.
Which is wild, but whatever. But yeah, the election is definitely something to keep an eye on, though. What else we got?
So, but yeah. So recently, on Instagram, I've been seeing these posts about SARS, which happens to be, like, this special armed force, from Nigeria.
Okay.
And like usually like their purpose is for protection, but apparently like they're just out going on like it's an outbreak, but they're like, or like not even a rebellion, but they're literally just going around shooting people.
Oh, okay.
Like the whole force itself is just going into the streets and shooting up civilians.
Oh shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, but there was videos
for
like no
reason at all.
They're not doing it. Literally, I watched someone was in their house on like a third or second floor, and they're like like recording from a window, and all you see is just dudes and guns and like I'm talking about rifles just chopping, and you see people running in the streets. Like I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
That's not a foreign concept to like countries like that. Like it's weird because now we all have access to like.
They're supposed to be
media,
that force is supposed to be like a protection. Like, I don't know if it's like for more severe cases,
like more like advanced military,
like a SWAT, almost like a SWAT. And they're doing the opposite. Like they're, the SWAT is SWATing. Mm-hmm. Like, feel me? Like they're SWAT. The SWAT.
So they're just like killing people. They're just killing off the people in the country they're supposed to be protecting.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh. For no reason at all, and no one's investigating it.
I guess. I mean, like, what could that whole town be doing? Like,
I don't know. I'm just answering. I don't know how much you.
It's a fucking trap. It's a trap town.
I wasn't made aware of it though, so I definitely need to look it up and get. I need to get more hip to that. They're just surprised because it's more. One of the most advanced countries
in Africa. For real?
It's valid. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. 200 million people. But you're saying that's not a foreign concept. Like it's just the.
It's not a foreign concept for countries like that to experience those type of things. But for something that's, from like a agency that's supposed to be protecting you, that's a little weird.
Right.
Like, right. Yeah. That's why it's like, I think that's probably why it's the biggest concern.
And being like, that we're in like in the information era, everyone just pulls out a camera for everything. Like so everyone can see it now.
That's like, SWAT or the FBI just started pulling out some shit on us. That'd be like us going into martial law.
Nowadays everybody's just pulling shit out on people. There was a video today I saw also on IG where it was a Trump supporter. Like they all had their Trump 2020 hats, and the bull pulled out a gun on them because I guess the one of the people threw water on him. Mm-hmm. So he pulled a gun out. She's literally like yelling. She's recording the whole time, and like his wife's trying to like restrain him because like they tell him to chill out. And the other girl's like. Like, she's like, asking, like, what's your name, while she's recording him. Because he's like, that was just water. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, spazzing in his face. Like, he ended up putting the gun away, but the fact that he pulled it out in the first place. Like,
Trump supporter pulled out the gun?
Yeah, she pulled it. Because I guess, because they were, like, just, like, putting up signs and shit. And so, like, somebody threw water in the group, and in that girl's group threw water at him. Right. And he pulled the gun out.
Damn.
So, like, but, like, you want to know what the caption was for the video?
What?
The Trump supporter pulls the blicky out. I'm like, who's publicizing this? Like that, like why?
Room or something.
But like, yeah, like it's like stuff like that.
I think the biggest problem the whole way around is just egos.
So what is it? Hold on. Back to the SARS thing. Is that so? That's all that's going on. They're just going out clearing people out in the city.
Wow, bro.
And that's it.
On some no Russian shit. Like from like Modern Warfare 2.
What the plan of attack is to
like yo like it's yeah like it,
that.
Huh?
I wonder what the plan of attack is to.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like more so like who's gonna get.
I do remember there's a that's been popping up on a couple of the stories I've been paying attention to.
While we're on the topic of Africa, yo, does anybody know what happened with that Kony thing? Remember that whole Kony 2012?
What?
You don't remember Kony? That was a whole thing. I learned about that in McCaskey. That like we were in McCaskey when that shit was around.
Right.
It was like this African warlord who was like recruiting kids, like taking kids making them child soldiers.
Oh shit.
Like he was literally giving them like straps. There was videos of him giving them like strapping them up with guns. Like they were documenting it.
Oh shit.
I
wasn't even made aware of that back then.
Yeah, that was a whole thing. Like, people were just like, you know, just like spread the like awareness.
But when you, but like, and that's what I'm saying it's not a foreign concept. When you live in a place where war is a constant battle, then why not train children to fight. Grow up and defend themselves?
Yeah.
Like, it's like it sucks. Like, it's like a moral battle, but like, what else are you going to do?
Sounds like a foreign policy.
I hear you, bro.
It's not things that we have to deal with every day.
Silence was much necessary.
But there's things that's things that other people have to deal with in other countries.
Speak your truth.
It's unfortunate, but I was not aware. I definitely have to look it up.
Yeah, for sure.
Link up later and talk about that. Yeah, same here.
So now do you want to get into some music?
There is new music.
Like we can start right now. 21 Savage. Boom.
21 Savage.
Metro Boomin.
There's been a lot of new albums released recently.
I actually really like that 21 Savage album.
It was good. It was mad good.
Don't say it's a 21 Savage. It was Savage album though. It's 21 Savage and Metro Boomin.
No,
like, it's a 21 Savage. Yes, it is.
No, nah, don't do that. Don't
why
do that.
I can't do that to him. Why?
Metro Boomin is tough. And the first one they did together was great too.
Yeah, the first one was good too.
The first one was good, but the second one was better.
I didn't like the first one actually.
That's what I'm saying. Like the first one was good, but the second one was better. Mm. And it was like, yo, they had Morgan Freeman on there. Like that's a staple in itself. Like who else did that?
That's funny.
No one has. I don't think anyone has done that.
That's what I'm saying. Had him talking crazy, dissing 6ix9ine. Like you got Morgan Freeman, you could say that. That's just a nice collab. Me personally, I would have went with Samuel Jackson. Like Samuel Jackson's funny as hell.
I hear that.
Yeah, that voice. He's a
classic uncle.
I just like, I don't know, like, I just like Samuel Jackson's character.
I ain't never ever played both sides.
Every movie he's done, I'm gonna fuck with him. Afro Samurai was tough.
Samuel, like, oh yeah, yeah.
Pulp Fiction, like, every movie he does, like, I fuck with him.
Yeah, but he's not much of a narrator.
You don't think so?
Not as much as Morgan Freeman is.
I'm not sure you get that. Afro Samurai is a perfect example of his narration.
Yeah, but Morgan Freeman has more of it. And... yeah, I would definitely say that Morgan Freeman narrates a lot more than Samuel Jackson.
I'm not saying that he's not better.
He's more of a staple in the narration.
Yeah, because of his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but Morgan Freeman could have did anything. He could have been a Discovery Channel. Like,
I think he's done that. Morgan Freeman has definitely done
Discovery Channels.
Discovery Channel stuff like
narrations.
Like, narrations.
The bird.
I wouldn't be surprised if Morgan Freeman has done everything on this planet.
He narrates a
That's
lot.
One of the most iconic voices I've ever heard in my life.
I would pick him over Samuel.
Would you pick him over the Allstate guy, though?
Oh, are you in good hands?
I wouldn't put him on my album.
Is that a dying breed, those voices?
I don't know nobody.
Yeah, there's no way those guys don't smoke. They got to be smoking something.
Two cigars a day and just... mic yourself up.
But there's a lot of unique voices.
No, but I did like the Snitches and Rat interlude where they just had Morgan Freeman just
come at him.
Yeah, it's cool.
He wasn't coming at him. He was just describing. He was just like, yeah, trust me. He is a rat.
Yeah, I actually felt I didn't listen to the whole album, but I heard enough songs from it to, like, as someone who's not a 21 Savage fan,
at all.
That's how I felt.
Yeah, there was songs on it that I was like, okay. Like, I see progression. Mm-hmm. And that was cool. Like,
for sure, he definitely is.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
okay. I felt like he killed some of that shit. Yeah. That was cool.
I thought it was cool. Like, I don't know if y'all watch any of, like, the videos he did for it. But...
I might have watched one.
I'm trying to remember which one it was. Someone where he had the red coats in the background. Don't you know what video that was? Where he was rapping, he had the red coats with the rifles in the background.
Oh yeah. That was
huh?
That album right here, actually.
Because I feel like I know when he came out as a UK, like as a UK
citizen.
Citizen, yeah. I'm trying to think what word I wanted. I was like, is that the word I want to use? But yeah, I feel like they, like, I don't know, they just looked at him differently after that.
That's valid.
They were trying to.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the jokes were funny. They had silverware and tea, Glock made out of marble.
They were kind of funny until, like, you really you realize that Ice is actually, like, fucking drawing.
Ice?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because, like, Ice detained him, which is how that information got leaked.
Yeah,
it's but, like, it's all fun and jokes until you realize that Ice is no fucking joke. Yeah. And they all fucking...
Did he get deported? No, he couldn't.
No, he didn't get deported.
Kenny,
you can definitely get deported. That's what Ice does. They put you in a holding cell until they figure out what to do with you, and then they ship you out.
Did they shove you in a plane?
Yeah, but that's tough, though. Like,
yeah, I think so, yeah.
Get out.
By the military. It's not
like... Yeah, you're, like, arrested. You're, like, arrested pretty much?
Yeah.
And dropped off?
And detained.
Does it push you out the airport? What if they just gave you... Not even that. Yo, what if they, like... Yeah,
where do they drop you off?
Yeah, right. What if they don't... What if they didn't drop you off?
It's a...
What if they did drop you off, huh? They said, here's your stop, buddy. The Atlantic.
Would you really be mad if you had to go back to England? I wouldn't.
Nah.
I think he would be fine. I think there's more of a...
Do you think 21 Savage?
Yo, what if he got there? What if he got there? His whole voice just changed. So he says, "Down." He's like, "Oh, finally!"
I didn't think it was that big of a deal when like that whole situation came out where he was an actual British citizen.
Yeah, but I just think it's funny that he addressed it.
He'd be like, "Oh, sorry, I had this accent the whole time."
I thought it was cool. I don't think he had an accent the whole time.
Yeah, well, exactly. But that would be hilarious.
He went to school here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to middle school, high school. He's been here since a child. Yeah. He grew up here. He knows the dialects here. I thought the album was really good, though.
Yeah.
Well, I actually really liked it.
So, 10 out of 10?
I wouldn't say that. But I did like the 50 Cent references with the Many Men. Oh, yeah. That was dope.
The flows were all good.
Yeah. I think I stand with Ghost on this one, like, because I'm not a big 21 Savage fan, but I could definitely respect the shit out of this album.
Okay,
you know what I mean. I think there was a turning point as to where he was kind of grouped in with the mumble rappers, and he kind of announced, or he was,
I can do this,
bringing this narrative where he's like, "Yo, I'm not really fucking with this because I'm trying to take this more
seriously."
It's
actually funny.
And ever since then, he has been performing.
Yo, it's funny because like I was never a fan of that group. Like when they were at that Double XL freshman class, when they did their cipher, I didn't bang with a lot of them.
With Denzel Curry,
Kodak, Uzi, Yachty, and 21.
But then I would also say you.
That was a Power Ranger. That was a little Power Ranger set.
But all of them are pretty great right now.
Now they evolve so much.
But that's also the same class where G Herbo, Dave East did that.
Lil Dicky Design, Anderson Paak.
Yeah, Lil Dicky.
That's a weird class.
But it's a great class though. Listen to all of them. I listen to all of them.
Very weird class.
It's a good class though. I like that class a lot.
I agree with you.
I didn't really think about that.
That was a good ass class. Like it was weird at that year. I thought it was weird, but like looking back, I'm like,
it was a good. That was a class that everybody kind of got famous and stayed relevant.
Somehow, some way, shape, or form, they did.
They're staples in their own communities. Like G Herbo's a legend in Chicago. Dave East is a legend in Harlem. And like
Anderson Paak grew into a whole another artist.
He won Grammys.
Except his fucking freestyle.
I don't really listen to Anderson Paak, but like
he does very different.
It's different. Yeah, and I'm not mad at it.
But it's good though, which is crazy. It is different, but it's good.
Because I heard him on Big Sean's album and it was good. Like that Detroit too.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Like that was in that project.
What else is new that's been coming out?
Well, we got the Givian Lil 4-piece he dropped. I like that he does small pieces.
Is that what it was? It was only 4 tracks?
Yeah. Because the first one was like 6.
Alex keeps trying to make me listen to it, and I still have
to listen to it. Bro, he's hard. Like I ain't gonna lie. I listen to him regularly.
He's not hard. You can't describe him as hard. All right, he's nice.
Boy from Long Beach is hard.
Boy is the softest of all time.
No.
Givion.
Yeah, he's from Long Beach.
Yeah.
That's the softest song.
Long Beach, California, I'm pretty sure.
Nah, bro, he has a British accent.
No, he doesn't.
Listen, he has a great voice.
Nah, bro, I'm almost positive he's from the U.S. I'll check.
Fact check it. There you go.
You got it.
Nah, he's from Long Beach, California.
I'm fact checking.
All right, but anyway, you should definitely check out that album. It's really good. It's only four. Isn't it an album or an EP?
I gotta listen to it like one song at a time.
But it's like it's a real emotional.
What the?
Yeah, what was that?
That's so weird. Why do you sing like that?
I think he described it at like the end. I don't know where you listened to it, but on Apple, the last like the fifth track is like an interview with him.
Yeah.
He was kind of talking about how
he got his voice.
Yeah, his voice just kind of dropped the one day, like while he was growing up.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say I'm like my man felt inspired by LMA with the accent. it sounds like he's singing with his voice
for so long.
That's why it's only 4 songs.
Okay,
it's like 20 minutes.
But I think that's good. That's durable.
Yeah, I like those songs. Those songs are fucking great.
I can listen to each one.
Yeah,
like
individually.
I get on both projects.
I get in my feels. I can listen to that shit taking a bath.
He's the Black Sam Smith.
The what?
The Black Sam Smith.
He's not.
He's the Black Sam Smith.
Black Sam Smith.
That's a lot.
That's crazy. You're saying
that you like that bold word, boy.
Those are.
Yeah, he is. I stand on that.
He's someone who is pale.
You can stand.
Oh no.
I stand on that. But
Yeah, but it feels good in this room.
It does today, surprisingly.
Toasty.
No, I haven't actually to that yet. And I just still right know I need
hot
to listen.
It's not hot like it usually is.
Oh.
But there's other albums out. There's other new albums out. Ty Dolla $ign released that new album.
That fucking long ass.
I didn't even give it a chance.
I thought it was crazy that he named it featuring Ty Dolla $ign.
You want to know why?
As his album.
It's because people always say that he does better on features than his own songs.
And he was better on features.
It kind of is true.
He does.
He do be snapping on features, and then you hear the actual joint, his own joint, it's like.
But it wasn't like that. I felt like the album.
It's like Jacquees was better at remixing songs.
They were his songs. And then other people featured.
Jacquees mixes are tough. They're better than most originals.
Jacquees' covers are better than his originals.
He had 100%. Him and LMA had a whole awkward beef.
I love Jacquees.
Yeah, you guys are hating.
I know you do.
Jacquees.
I know you
do. Stop right now.
We're saying too. We're just saying.
I just had an argument.
I just had an argument with her. Show you.
There's so many.
I put that Persian rug.
There's so many good.
Yeah. And she said the Jacquees' version is better. You know I was rocking with Party. I was like, yo, chill. Watch your mouth.
You better watch it.
We are watching. Don't talk about my man like that.
That's my man. You better stop.
I guess.
On a daily basis.
I'm a tagger.
Put the party
I'm a tagger behind it.
No. This is for you.
But yeah, I thought it was a good album.
I actually wasn't that much of a fan.
It's long as hell.
Not gonna lie.
What?
It's 25 tracks.
The Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh, yeah.
It's 25 tracks.
I don't listen to.
It's how many?
I'm not
25 tracks.
That is loud. That's like the Chris Brown joint.
Yeah.
He's playing
Chris Brown. He's on Chris Brown.
But there was 4 or 5 interludes.
Yeah.
And.
But the thing is, with this album, I don't think you should be listening to it like straight through. I think you should cherry pick it and then put it on a playlist, and then that's how you cycle through this album.
It's not fair. That's not a good album.
How's it not fair?
Yeah, if you like, do that, it's not a good album, bro.
What?
If you had to do that, it's not a good album.
I think all those songs individually
I felt
stand
like
really good
for
alone,
him.
But he has to put an album.
That's the only way it would work for him.
But he's an artist. He has to put an album out.
He had to put an album out, exactly. And it was reaching.
That's not reaching. The songs are good.
Featuring me.
The songs are good.
Did you listen to all of them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The songs are good. They just stand better individually. Like, if he released them all as singles, bro, he'd be popping.
I put this
But
on
it's the fact that it's an album, and everyone has to sit here, and he's a better feature artist.
I just felt like
I mean, a better
on a lot of the tracks, writer, it wasn't featuring Ty Dolla $ign. It was tracks that, like, he came up with, and then the features killed him.
Who was talking earlier about Quavo going hard on that?
Me.
Freak? That was
Quavo
that was
destroyed him on a track.
I like the Kid
Roddy
Cuddy,
Rich
Kid
just scored him on a track. Kid Cuddy destroyed him on a track. Everybody, everybody overshadowed him.
He does better on features, so that's. I thought it was funny when he did it that he named it.
Yeah, but that was the thing. It wasn't a feature. It was like it was his track, and then all the features overshadowed him.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was. Super wack.
But don't you think that he
super wack to me?
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
As a whole album, you know,
don't you think
funny,
he overshadows the people he's featured? Like when he features
my man's just letting y'all know he wants to be Robin.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not like, yeah, I'm the beta. I'm just gonna take this in my ass right now, like, and let all these people kill my shit. Like, come
that's
on,
what
dude.
That's what
he's like,
saying.
That is not what
he's
saying.
What song was
that,
bro? Like,
which song was this?
They're tripping
crazy.
No, I don't know, because I think sometimes Ty Dolla $ign overshadows people on their song, so I think it's pretty fair.
When? Right. When? Go ahead. We can do this.
I wish I was a little more prepared for that.
I mean,
honestly,
I would say like Drops Off in the Rain. He did like Tory Lanez was on that. He did. I feel like he did better than Tory Lanez.
I mean, It's a Vibe is a fucking 2 Chainz track.
He's trying to
Psycho on the Post Malone album.
What are you talking about?
You fucked with that, didn't you?
What?
Psycho on the Post Malone album. That's actually still his number one track.
Wait, Psycho on
Post Malone's album?
Yeah, that's a great song.
And you think he overshadowed Post Malone on that?
I don't like Post Malone.
I like Post Malone.
But you think he overshadowed Post Malone?
Young Posty?
No way.
He looks like exactly how he... Like,
I hate Post Malone. I'm not even going to lie to you, but...
I hate Post Malone, too. Huh? I mean, I don't know why. I just don't like him.
Travis Scott, like, he smells.
I can smell him through his photos.
Travis Scott, like, he smells too.
Yes. Who?
Travis Scott.
Yeah, oh, this is like,
yes, he do.
This is taking all types of turns right now. What's happening?
Hold on. There's actually people saying Post Malone's fake. Top fans.
I agree. Top 10 rappers just off their photos.
Okay, well, Post Malone's in there. I'm putting Travis in there.
Travis, why?
Bro, be looking like he's fake, bro.
Wait, top 10 what?
His clothes don't be looking wise. They be looking old as shit.
If Kylie showed, then he wouldn't be with Kylie.
Who?
That's not true. There's plenty of bum bitches that be with bum niggas.
That's not fair. You can still put Travis up.
Don't say that's not true. You've seen the finest with a bum nigga before.
Post Malone's definitely up there.
Post Malone is up there.
I put him number one.
I'll put number three is actually.
He ain't five or four or three or two.
I can't think of too many other people.
On a bad day, you probably put Action Bronson up there.
Huh? The Weeknd is definitely smelly as shit, bro.
The Weeknd, I don't know.
He don't gotta be a rapper, but he's smelly.
On a bad day.
Okay.
The Weeknd's nasty.
Action Bronson. Okay, I can see that.
Oh, that's tough. Kid Cudi don't be taking care of himself.
So you think he just smells?
Yeah.
All right.
He'll be.
You want to know who actually did stink?
But he's top 10.
No, he did. He actually did. Like his girl, his I think his baby mom, Lily, or his current girl came out and said that.
That's
he,
what I'm saying.
He wouldn't wear deodorant.
You guys start looking at these depressed ass rappers.
He said that deodorant would block off like his pores or whatever, and like your toxins would get trapped. I'm like, bro, nah, that you're booming. Your shit is booming. Yo,
why
she said that he wouldn't wear deodorant?
I'm like,
that's pretty nasty.
Jesus,
cause like that's pretty nasty. I don't know.
But like we all,
you have to really have no odor.
And if you look at Post Malone and you know, like you know, he smells like cigarettes.
I know.
We all know too. Post Malone.
He smells like a bar.
One.
Like, Post Malone smells like
he smells like a bar.
He smells like a bathroom bar.
He smells like a
bar. He smells like a bar bathroom.
A bar bathroom.
That's what I mean. Phone wall bathroom.
The bathroom bar.
The whole bar is a bathroom. Everybody's just whipping it out and doing what they got to do.
Yeah, you listen to those re-release party tracks that came out. Because where were those tracks actually on? They were on like YouTube and shit.
They were SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. And then
the song with Rich Candy. Mm-hmm. That was a SoundCloud. Like mixtape, though. Like that mixtape era.
Yeah.
Like that Piff era type music. So it was like that. That was Persian Rugs.
Did you listen to any of that Spillage Village that came out?
What?
You didn't listen to that Spillage Village.
What
was that? It's like that whole crew, that Black, JID, Earth Gang all came from, like, back in the day. They dropped an album,
I didn't even know,
a couple weeks back.
It was Black and JID in there?
No, Black was not in it, but JID he used to be a member.
Okay.
And JID was.
Okay.
He was in the album with, forget who's in
it was his group from like Earth Gang.
Young Nudie wasn't in Spillage Village.
I feel like it was his group from like Earth Gang and then like JIDS.
No, JID. Spillage Village,
it's like Earth Gang. And like, yeah.
JID, I can't think of
it. They really rebranded themselves.
Black was on there. He used to be, but he.
I think Ain't Clemens, you said, was on there too.
Who?
Was he? No, he was featured in new album for sure.
But they really rebranded themselves.
They look good. Yeah, yeah.
Because it all sounded really good.
I forget the chick's name. I think it's like Marimba or something like that. Let me look it up real quick. Stop playing.
I've seen that name before. Marimba? I just don't know.
It's off of JID. JID does a couple tracks with her. Yeah, Aunt Clemens was on it with Baptize. You better stop playing. They're gonna come fuck you up. I'm gonna let them. I can't even think of who else is. Oh no, Black is actually on the album twice.
Your pants are still gonna fuck you up. You can't even get up, bro.
Yo, damn. I'm gonna fuck you up. Talking about my pants.
I've been wanting to do that this whole podcast.
My man said he was saying Alex, he ain't have no pants on.
He said that.
I will fight y'all.
I just asked a question.
You really gonna stand up to fight me?
With no pants?
Yes.
Actually, with those pants, though.
I will fuck you up. We're not talking about my pants right now. You better stop playing with me. I'm trying to fucking hear you.
So the next topic.
I'm
next
trying to talk about fucking
the next,
music.
The next topic is pants.
Nice slim,
slim khakis. The State Farm special. The stable.
State Farm.
How'd you know I work at Target?
You better stop playing with me.
That's dumb, bro.
Stop fucking with my name like that.
I love khakis.
But what are you wearing? Khakis.
Khakis. I will fight you. All
right, so what? Are we still talking about this? I didn't listen to it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I didn't even know about it. I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah. I knew JID and Black Go Back, but I didn't know it was like a whole group. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like on some Modern Future shit.
I would bring up Party Next Door, his last album, but that shit was trash.
Are you talking about?
Let's just keep it moving.
Party just, Mobile.
Yeah, he just released.
Oh, you're tripping.
No, not even Party Mobile.
The Party
he
Pack.
He just released another one.
Party Pack.
Party Pack, which is like
his old shit.
Yeah, and it was like everybody didn't already hear that.
But Drake did that with the care package.
Yeah, but Drake is Drake. Drake has like a big catalog.
Drake is Drake. I'm
Party
sorry,
Next Door.
Party
has
a crazy
small catalog. No, he doesn't.
He has mad projects.
He has mad half finished projects.
No,
they're LPs.
They sound half finished, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
they're LPs. He has two colors. One and two, I think three.
It's
Party
like,
one, two, and three.
Party but it's Mobile. Not like he had a lot of projects. All these songs that popped, and he was like, "Oh, let me play them back again." It was like he just played some random ass songs that he had, and they were.
That's his own signee.
Yeah,
we're not putting him head to head. I'm saying like.
Talking about Drake goes ahead with anybody except for Lil Wayne, he's gonna lose. But I mean.
What?
No,
you mean he's gonna win?
Unless it's Lil Wayne. I'll tell you that right now.
He said, "Huh? What'd you say?"
He'll put Lil Wayne to rest. I'll tell
coming
you that
from
right
you,
now.
I'm surprised you said that.
I'm an Eminem fan. Is
why
do you he'll put Eminem to rest?
Because Lil Wayne,
who
Drake? Lil Wayne literally ran.
Y'all tripping?
Like,
I'm not having this conversation with
like
you.
4 or 5 years.
We're not having this conversation. Drake is not a rapper
anymore.
Yeah. We're not. Why would
Drake is a character?
I'm not paying Drake.
But you, but could you,
plays
but
his
you can't
character
argue that with Lil Wayne too, because Lil Wayne did the whole rock thing.
Yeah, but he still spit bars on that. Like, he did, didn't he? Didn't.
This is gonna be the hardest podcast ever to edit.
If you
want to
call those bars
just,
on those
this is gonna be the hardest podcast ever to edit, and I just want you to know that right now.
Why? Podcast is hard to edit.
Yeah, for sure.
Why?
But y'all motherfuckers just.
Oh, same thing.
I'm just kidding. I'm
nah, because we in here right now.
Did you give Bryson Tiller's album a chance?
I actually didn't listen to it.
Are you a Bryson Tiller fan?
I did. I did try to listen to it on my whole way to Columbus, Ohio the other week.
What?
And that shit was trash, bro.
I didn't, yeah.
I just
didn't actually like.
I love tracks.
When he first came out, I didn't give him a chance then.
His voice
already passed.
It took a while for me to get used to.
Like,
I love
Trap Soul.
His voice is different.
Mm-hmm.
His voice is not any different.
No, it's nobody sound like him.
I love Trap Soul.
Mm-hmm.
His second album,
mm-hmm.
he lost his flow completely.
No,
you think so?
And he lost,
I didn't get a chance to listen to
and
it.
Then his third one.
So this my take on his music. So Trap Soul was great.
Again.
Trap Soul was great. Like that's an album I can listen to start to finish.
Classic.
Okay. With
it's
the
a classic.
Second one, which is True to Self or something like that.
True to Self. Yep.
True to Self. I didn't like it at first. That's an album that has replay value. Where you have to keep listening, and then like you.
There's a couple good songs.
I can listen to that whole album, same thing. But it that had to grow on me, and that's the same thing that's going on with this one. As I listened to it, when I first listened to it, I was like, "Yo, this is trash." I said the same thing with the second one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Oh, this is shitty compared."
How many artists would you give that to?
What
that like that second chance, third chance? Because I feel like that's like a.
I don't know, but I gave him. He's the only one I can think of off the top of my head that I did that for.
Here's my thing on that. If you're here, all right, you grow up and your mom tells you you're stupid, you're like, fuck you, mom. Then she keeps telling you you're stupid.
All right.
Eventually you're like, oh shit, I'm stupid.
So what are you getting
and
that?
Like,
actually. I'll say too. I did that with
you. Why keep giving it those other chances and other chances? That shit is trash, bro.
I don't know. Sometimes there's certain artists I'll give like a second or third chance.
I will give a second or third listen.
I just never really
caught on to
the first person Taylor Wave, so therefore I never.
Yeah, Trapsoul. I don't think you'd be disappointed with Trapsoul if you give it a chance.
Trapsoul was awesome.
Like that from start to finish.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll go back. Maybe I won't.
You didn't like Trapsoul?
I didn't listen to
it. Yeah, even Joe Budden and his. Joe Budden loved it too. Hey, Joe Budden, bro.
No, fuck y'all up.
Joe Budden stamped it.
Bro, Joe Budden's your guy. Bro.
Joe Budden stamped it.
I was disappointed with True to Self.
I don't really fuck you up.
My man praised him.
So, what are you talking about? All right.
He said, Joe Budden, bless me.
I literally fuck
up. He said, God, it's Joe Budden, bless me.
You see how I get rolled on my own shit? Like, it's crazy.
What is that?
I'll edit this whole thing out.
He grows a white beard. He grows a white beard just like Joe Budden. His beard is...
I'll really fight y'all.
You've been buttoned.
Oh my god!
What other projects are? Did you give Reason? How about Reason?
I did actually listen. To
I haven't
Reason
given check. That in a full listen. Yeah. Me too.
That was good. I didn't think. I think that was. I think what TD is doing is like they're really trying to use him as the guy right now.
The next golden child.
Yeah. I don't know if it's working.
It's not. He's not bad.
It's not bad.
I listened to the
he's
first
a little
song
to me.
I listened to the first one. I liked it.
I think he like lacks a little bit of like,
energy.
Compassion, yeah, energy, emotion, everything's very like at this level. His vocals are always at this level.
Probably fried.
Maybe. I don't know.
But yeah, so
that wasn't a bad album though. Did you listen
first
to
song,
it?
Only first song.
Oh,
that's what made me want to give it a chance. I was like, I'm gonna get because I know you listen to him. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna give him a chance.
I don't really listen to him, yeah, but there's a couple of tracks I really actually enjoy by him. But
yeah, that's about it with that one.
The group, they dropped an album.
I don't listen to that.
Yeah, okay.
Not that, I don't hate them. I've heard them on features. It's just like they haven't drawn my attention.
I enjoy it. Okay. I did enjoy that album. It's a pretty good album to me.
What else y'all got for us?
You know, I don't know if there's any new.
Trey Songz dropped an album, but I added it, but I never got around to listen to it.
Trey Songz is someone else I don't listen to.
Really?
Yeah.
I just wanted to see what it was going to sound like.
I loved Trey Songz when he first came out.
Yeah, I was saying Trey Songz had a lot. Like, in high school, I listened to a lot of Trey Songz. Yeah. Why? Like, what you know about Anticipations 1 and 2, boy?
I never listened to a Trey song.
For real? Bro, listen, if you're banging a shawty,
yeah.
If you're being intimate, if you are being intimate with a woman, play Anticipation 2, bro. Great.
Okay.
Sensual album, bro.
Okay. I'll try.
Sensual. I didn't say sexual album. That's not weird. It's too great. That sounds like a porno. Like porn audio.
That's funny as shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Porn audio.
I don't think there's any other music that came out that I listened to that Aunt Clemens album. Aunt the Happy Clemens. To Be Here.
That sounds like a fucking book writer.
He would be
Aunt Clemens.
That guy will be on the come up.
Oh wait, Kerr's album banged with that joint.
See, I didn't listen to that one yet. I need to listen to that.
Young Blue, he dropped that Love Scars 2.
Are you talking about singles?
Huh?
Like albums?
It was a six piece.
Oh, sure.
But I like Young Blue. Young Blue, I like him a lot.
Okay.
He reminds me a lot of PNB Rock, I'm not going to lie.
That's what I thought.
Like
when
they have
I
a song together. They have a song together called Elevators, and it's hard to distinguish the two.
I thought that when I heard that track with Drake, I was like, is this PNB Rock though? Like it's.
Did
the
you
same
listen to that Burden of Proof, Benny the Butcher?
No, but everybody tells me. I heard that joint.
I thought it was okay.
he said him and Trav were really telling me to listen to it.
I think Benny the Butcher is my favorite Griselda member. I like him the most.
And then what was the other one that came out? Conway, right?
Conway put out. It was like Sunshine. It was something.
That shit was hard too.
That was really good.
Yeah, I didn't give it a chance.
But Benny's project came out great. I did like the Burden of Proof, though.
You can't listen to hardcore New York violent music, bro.
Hardcore New York.
Upstate,
too. No, Conway came out with From King to a God. I thought that was a great project. That was a really good project.
That was really good.
It was different. It wasn't like old Griselda vibes, you know what I mean? They didn't like have those kind of beats. What?
What was it like then?
It was like new school, like Murder on the Beat type shit.
Oh, okay.
Westside Gunn put out some. Yeah, well, that's what it was. Westside Gunn put out. Who made the Sunshine? I don't know if you listened to that one. That was okay.
I don't think I've ever
I don't like Westside Gunn as much as I like the other Griselda members. Me too. But he has some good songs, for sure. But who would you say you don't listen to Griselda at all?
I never got a chance.
It was like
big. Nobody, like, if y'all send me a track, I'll listen to it.
I definitely try to put him on.
Like, you never put me on.
I 100% did.
He did play a lot though.
When we were going to Sixers game, I was putting on Griselda.
I don't remember that.
And when we'd be at the crib, he puts it on.
Yo, like,
I don't remember that. I don't ever remember you hearing that.
All the time. How does he remember?
I don't know. I don't remember. I mean that ass.
Because we actually had a conversation too that day.
Yeah.
Related, and I was like, yo, you and Travis are the only people in Lancashire that I know listen to Griselda like that.
Right.
The only, I remember that conversation.
Yeah, for sure. No, definitely, we went to a couple Sixer games, and I was trying to put some Griselda on. Y'all weren't fucking with it.
You can put on a song when we get in the car, too.
No, I promise you won't find a single Griselda song in my phone.
You never put one on?
Bro, you can check my phone. We can go on my search.
My Apple Music
right now and go and search Griselda, Benny the Butcher, whoever the fuck is in that group, and not a single song.
He's talking crazy right now.
No, it's not.
He's hiding something. He's hiding something.
It's not that I don't like the music. I just never got the chance. So I'm gonna need one song from each of you. A recommendation, and then I'll give you my verdict.
5 to 50 to India with
just send it to
Benny
me.
The Butcher
on Apple Music. Right. Just send it to me. Send it to me on Apple Music.
U.S. Attorney James Kennedy says
he's
connected to Buffalo's black
supremacy.
I don't care. I'll watch the video.
Y'all tripping. I don't think I have any other new music either. I think that wraps it up for music for me. I've actually been trying to get into like some older stuff. Like I'll try to keep up with some older stuff that some record labels I'm following right now have.
Lionel Richie's?
No, like Lance Skywalker from TDE.
Okay.
I never gave him a chance. I just gave him a chance finally, even though that album he only has is from 2016.
Okay.
I finally got to listen to that.
Play Bird in a Poop, the first song on the album.
Just send it to
me.
Dude,
I'll just send you all the
just
Griselda
send
songs.
Send me the fucking like, but
good.
No, it was something else that you had brought up. You said Lance Skywalker and who else?
I think that's all I said.
Oh, didn't you want to talk about Kendrick?
Oh yeah, Kendrick is supposedly coming out. Top Dog is hinting at the fact that he's dropping an album soon.
I don't know if I follow Kendrick on IG. He has Instagram page, right?
Yeah, but he does like that. He does the I'll post something and delete it. He doesn't have anything.
I hate
on
that
it.
Shit. Why?
Because that's like his way of giving people a whiff of his ass.
Niggas, yo, I don't want these niggas farting on me.
It's like old school Italian like mob talk.
Okay.
Give them a wolf of my ass and they'll come up.
I got you.
Yeah.
A wolf of my ass. They'll come up.
You better screenshot this shit because it's not going to last long.
Exactly. That's the kind of momentum he'll build by doing that.
I'm ripping that shit, taking a sin. I'm sampling it.
I think in our era, we consider some of the greats as like Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole.
Yeah. The three kings.
So we all are aware that Certified Lover Boy is coming out.
Yeah, he dropped that little trailer where he's like going through all the phases of his older.
And we're aware that J. Cole dropped a single for the Fall Off album.
Which one was that?
The Fall Off.
He dropped a single. Already?
He dropped two songs.
Yep.
You mean the one with the dog on it? Lion King on Ice and
Lion King on Ice.
What was the other one? Stone the
Blue. I wouldn't doubt if those songs aren't
the
on
climb
the
back.
Album.
The climb back.
To be honest.
Yeah,
I wouldn't doubt if those songs aren't on the album.
They're probably. They would have to be.
You could be surprised. Like, those guys have a lot of music and they're
Like they're at a whole nother level. They're playing the game, so he's playing the single game first.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, you wouldn't drop a single out of an album and not put it on the album.
But I wouldn't be surprised if those guys released their albums around the same time.
That's what I'm trying to get at. But we don't have any music from Kendrick right now,
at all,
which is kind of weird. But
it's not that weird. That's Kendrick.
No, we usually have
Always been that way.
Because, like, when he dropped, what was that, The Heart Part 4? He dropped that before dropping Damn.
Yeah.
He hasn't dropped anything.
But that wasn't on the album, is my point.
That wasn't on the album. But that was a promo track.
That's my point.
And it was on the album, but the beats were on the album.
But that song was on
the album. He sampled the beats they used on the album. Yeah. What is it, 3-4 part, and then rapped on that. Kind of like that Duckworth shit, I'm pretty sure. Well, yeah, we don't have anything from him, which is kind of weird, but he's been seen
apparently
in California shooting music videos and whatnot.
I bet.
I just think that hopefully maybe this fourth quarter of, like, 2020, we're going to get some finally. I think there's been really good music that's been coming out, but we're definitely going to get
something that I've been looking forward to. No, we haven't got great rap albums for the last 2 years.
I was more going to say, I know, like, like, J. Cole was just saying about how, like with that one, what song was it? It wasn't Knowing the Bluff, where he's talking about how him and Drake can, like, coexist. Like, about as far as, like, the two GOAT thing.
Mm-hmm. I think that was, I don't know if that was on Knowing the Bluff.
Okay. But I think it was a song before that.
Mm-hmm.
But, that was Middle Child. He's a guy, Middle Child.
Yeah.
It's more so, like, I don't know. Like, do you feel like that they both, like, all three of them hold to that nature? Do you feel like Kendrick Lamar still sees that as a competitive thing between, like, them? Or do you think it's not a competitive thing at all?
I think it's competitive. I think between
the three, because I feel like they both know, like, the weight of their, like, where their, like, where their names are.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like they're just close. Like, I feel like the fact that they all rose and they're, like, around the same time.
Right.
Like, they all dominated during the same time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think we're going to get a whole, like, I think they're going to wash up, basically, 2020.
Okay.
If they all end up actually dropping, like, third, fourth quarter this year.
You think that's game over for them?
I think it's game over for a lot of people.
It's, like, beginning of the next movement.
Exactly. And you were talking about earlier, it's perfect time for the Grammys for next year.
That's true. Maybe, but I'm ready to see if there's going to be, like, a steal. Like, you know, give me, like someone's gonna take the rug up from some of it. Like, you think it's gonna be this album?
Like you were saying earlier, like the Macklemore,
like the
situation.
Macklemore situation, the Iggy Azalea situation.
What were the albums that came out that year he won the best hip hop album?
It was Magna Carta. Yeezus.
Yeezus came out that year.
I don't know how you guys feel about Yeezus.
But I love Yeezus.
No, Good Kid, Mad City.
Nothing was the same.
And Good Kid, Mad City.
Were
the other nominations?
That's crazy.
Wild.
And I definitely agree that, like,
that's gonna happen.
Good Kid, Mad City definitely deserved it over
everybody in the nation.
Yeah,
for sure.
That joint was so hard when that joint came out.
I think the Grammys is, like, really learned from that situation. They're not going to fuck that up again. They're never going to do some shit like that.
That really made you want to stroll on somebody. Like,
like,
that Good Kid, Mad City made you really want to get in a car with your nigga.
We're being outwardly
and look for somebody.
Sorry.
Huh?
We're being outwardly racist now. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, can't do that. Like,
that's the whole album.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But
outwardly racist. How that, bro? The whole album is him talking about, like, the art of peer pressure. Me and my niggas.
I'm not talking about his album. I'm talking about the Grammys decision.
Oh.
Like, who won the Grammy that year?
Okay, I thought you were talking about the album. He's talking about the album. I'm like, bro, that's what the album.
No,
about.
I'm like, sorry, we were, like, outwardly racist this year. You're like, can't do that again. Like,
I wonder what the fuck Macklemore's doing.
I'm not saying, like, this is a likely thing to happen, but I wonder if they'll give one of the Grammys to Pop Smoke.
Oh.
That'd be crazy.
I feel like they'll have... I don't know. I just feel like it's very likely.
I honestly did not even think about that as an option.
Me neither.
Not saying it wasn't a great... Not saying it wasn't a good album, but, like, I didn't care a lot for it. Like, it was, like, there were some songs I liked a lot, but I didn't like the whole thing.
Right, but that's very possible, and people wouldn't be that
It's still, like,
people
the song...
People would definitely be upset about it.
But they just feel 100%. Like he's dead, so you can't be that upset about because he's dead.
I mean,
you
can't be
that. You can't.
It's like last year with Nipsey. Like, they gave it to him, not because of it, but they would have been upset.
He did deserve it, though.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
you said the marathon continues. He didn't deserve it.
I love that.
You're tripping. That was a great album.
He doesn't like Nipsey. He doesn't think Nipsey can rap.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why? Totally serious. He said, "Why? What did he do?"
My man's actually he spits game every song. Like, he's literally just advising niggas, like, every song.
You learn a little something.
Yeah, let's not get into that. I don't think there's but this third, fourth quarter, I'm expecting great albums to come out from J. Cole, Kendrick, and Drake. So we'll see what happens.
So while we're on the top, like while we're wrapping things up and we're on the topic of music.
Yeah.
Is there
anybody else?
Promote a track.
Anybody else
dropping?
Our camera guy has a fucking
Had a spotlight you right now.
You. Hence the promo in the background.
So
a track coming out Halloween.
Spooky hours.
Spooky hours. Only fitting.
Put some chest into it.
Right, yeah. Where's the energy at, bro?
Talking to the mic, dog. Nah, but there's Ghost is releasing a track this Saturday on Halloween called The Goonies. Go check it out for sure. I'll be promoting it all fucking week.
Where can they listen to this?
Wherever you listen to music, except for SoundCloud. I don't think you post on Sound.
All right, so I'll be expecting the CD player. So I'm fucking with you. Just imagine if a nigga said that in this day and age.
Yo, give me a CD.
Like, I need a CD.
Everywhere but SoundCloud. I'm not no SoundCloud rapper. That's it.
And CD. My man Ghost is doing cassette tapes.
Hey, push should do that for Daytona.
If you want on cassette, pay for it.
That's kind of cool, I guess.
You want on cassette, play for it. Pay for it. That's it.
Yeah, I don't think it would sit well, but like. It's cool that you did
single. We can't put a single on a tape.
Like, you want me to put it on vinyl?
Like a single on a tape, and you have to rewind it and just
put the pencil in that jaw. Put the pencil in there and just twist it back.
That'd be wild. But yeah, be expecting that. Yeah.
All right, cool.
For sure.
So, we want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Almanac Podcast, episode 24.
We bugging.
This is your boy Alex and Eddie and our cameraman Ghost and
special guest Kellum.
Late to the party, but always welcome.
Just know we'll be dropping this episode on Monday on Apple and
Spotify,
and you can expect the video by Wednesday, Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Peace.